Exodus, chapter 7. And Yahweh said to Moses, See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother will be your prophet. You will speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother will speak to Pharaoh, that he let the sons of Israel go out of his land. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not listen to you, and I will lay my hand on Egypt, and bring forth my hosts, my people the sons of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And Egypt will know that I am Yahweh, when I stretch forth my hand on Egypt, and bring out the sons of Israel from among them. And Moses and Aaron did so, as Yahweh commanded them, so they did. And Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh, and Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, Show a wonder for yourselves, then you will say to Aaron, Take your rod, and cast it down before Pharaoh, that it becomes a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, as Yahweh had commanded, and Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his slaves, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called for the wise men and the sorcerers, and the sacred scholars of Egypt also did in like manner with their witchcraft. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken, and Yahweh said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened, he refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning, see, he goes out to the water, and you will stand by the river's brink to meet him, and the rod which was turned to a serpent you will take in your hand. And you will say to him, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you, saying, Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness, and, look, so far you haven't listened. Thus says Yahweh, In this you will know that I am Yahweh, look, I will strike with the rod that is in my hand on the waters which are in the river, and they will be turned to blood. And the fish that are in the river will die, and the river will stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink water from the river. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Take your rod, and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their rivers, over their streams, and over their pools, and over all their ponds of water, that they may become blood, and there will be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so, as Yahweh commanded, and he lifted up the rod, and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his slaves, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. And the fish that were in the river died, and the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink water from the river, and the blood was throughout all the land of Egypt. And the sacred scholars of Egypt did in like manner with their magic, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither did he lay even this to heart. And all the Egyptians dug round about the river for water to drink, for they could not drink of the water of the river. And 7 days were fulfilled after Yahweh had struck the river.